Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All I said was, you know, my contract's up, so every option is on the table. You know, I haven't made any decisions on any direction yet, but I don't want to promise anything either way.
Kick our ass. The way he farts, it's just...
Dale Arnold.
Next question, Mike Giardi.
Matthew, glad you and yours are well.
I should have asked Giardi if I could smell him.
Rich Key.
OTA's probably not going to happen, but I'm very optimistic.
I'll be shocked if we have NFL football this fall.
Dale and Keith, middays.
All these numbers just make my head swim.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It was fun to reconnect with Scott Pioli, who I've known for a long time and have talked with for a long time. There were times when he couldn't officially talk to me because he was part of the Patriots organization. He wasn't allowed to, so we'd sort of see each other because we lived literally about a mile apart in Rentham, and we'd run into each other, and it's like, can I? It was the same way
you'd have
for a long time.
Little sneaky conversations.
Well, it was the same way with Dante Scarnecchia, who also lived in the same town, and I would see Dante, and I would say, "Am I allowed to say hi to you here?"
Nope.
Because you know you had to be careful.
Can't do it. He also Pioli, as a lot of people know, was basically the reason why Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells were able to sort of get over it and get together on that sweet documentary, right?
It wasn't for Pioli. Something to do with someone named Dallas Parcells.
Yeah, could be. But obviously
who,
that relationship.
Who is the
yeah.
wife of Scott Pioli.
Right. But he was the one that kind of got them back to... He obviously had a very good relationship with both and then knew that those guys had sort of... their relationship was not as strong as it once was. But basically got the two back together and then that led to one of the better documentaries that ESPN put together.
But it was fun to connect with him. It was fun to hear the stories. And, you know, I actually didn't want to bring up the whole Atlanta thing because he was part of the management team for the Falcons when the Patriots were down 28-3. But I found it interesting that he brought it up and said he's telling the people around him, don't do this.
Oh, don't yeah. Think, how could
don't,
you possibly
don't
at
think
that point?
He's dead.
It's over. Hey, congratulations. We won. And I don't know if Rodney Harrison has told that story before. Maybe he has and
no,
I missed it.
No, I've never heard that one.
But he texted, congratulations.
He Mark Wahlberged this whole thing.
I guess so. I was like, congratulations, Scott. I got to go. And then so he must have saw it the next day on TV, I'm guessing. Or I don't know when Rodney saw the rest of the Super Bowl. But
might have got back to the hotel by then.
But he was out of there. But you know, that was it was pretty cool because obviously Pioli was here for the first three Super Bowls, was also here for the undefeated season that went awry and then went to a couple other spots after that. But, yeah, he's had quite a career in football.
No, and Scott is of the opinion, and he thought, you know, maybe even by 2001, but at least by 2002, Tom Brady would have been the quarterback of the Patriots either, no matter what happened.
Yeah, so you're saying at that point, even if they lost in the divisional round, which, I mean, I suppose that's true, but... Because, you know, again, he was there, but it's not like Brady lit the world on fire, you know, his first year. They were able to win a bunch of games, which was great, but that was much more of a defense and a running game team. Because even in, he ended up starting 14 games, played in 15 games because he took over, in, you know, during that Jets game. He threw 18 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he threw for under 200 yards a game. So maybe they did. Maybe they were like, they weren't looking at the stats. They're looking at everything else. And like, he's definitely our quarterback of the future. But I don't know. I think winning the whole thing is what solidified it, which made it a whole lot easier to say, all right, we're getting rid of Bledsoe.
I always want to make sure we don't forget Dick Rabine, who, as Scott pointed out, passed away in 2001. I think it was training camp.
Yeah.
Of 2001. It was devastating for the people within the organization, but especially on the offense and especially in the quarterback room. He was the quarterback coach for the team. Charlie Weiss was the offensive coordinator. But Dick Rabine is a guy who, by all accounts, and Scott kind of confirmed this, really kind of went to bat for Brady and said, you know, this is the guy.
Right.
And never got
to see him play that kind of, like, turn into what he was.
And, you know, you think back to the day and you know, how different life would have been around here if Rabine hadn't been as adamant as he was about, no, take this guy in the sixth round. No, take this guy.
Oh, my God. I know.
What would have been like if they had said, yeah, you know what? It's sixth round. Who cares? Let's take this guy.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, you know, maybe Belichick's not here or there's so many different things.
Oh, I think he would have been gone, don't you?
Probably. I mean, again, they gave Pete Carroll 3 years. Now, he inherited a better team than Belichick did, right? He inherited the Parcells team with a lot of the Parcells guys, and he got worse each year. But if Belichick was here, maybe you give him 4 or 5 years, but you don't have the Super Bowl. Now, they still had a good defense, so I think Belichick probably could have figured out a way to get some wins, but without the quarterback in place, who the hell knows what would have happened?
And I always find it interesting to think about, you know, they, according to Scott, they saw stuff in that first training camp. They started seeing stuff that, you know what, this guy's different. As he pointed out, nobody keeps 4 quarterbacks.
Right.
No one. And they did because they saw something, Belichick, whoever it was, Ernie Adams, Dick Rabine, Charlie Weiss, Scott Pioli, they all saw something and said, we can't cut this guy loose here.
Yeah, it's just bizarre. And, you know, because you think about the number of sixth-round picks, or quarterbacks specifically, that are able to just even be a starter in the league, let alone like an all-pro and things like that. And that's why part of our discussion with Jarrett Stidham taking over is just looking around the league and you're saying, yeah, you technically can find a quarterback in every round. You can find a quarterback who's undrafted, right? Kurt Warner, Tony Romo, those guys were undrafted. But it's almost always a first-round pick. Like, it's almost entirely a first-round pick. I mean, 2/3 of the starting quarterbacks week one are probably going to be first-round picks.
First rounds. And many of them are going to be first five overall picks.
Yeah, number one overall, most of them. I saw Todd McShay's latest mock draft. I think he had 4 quarterbacks in the top 9 in this year's draft. So, you know, whether they overdraft them or not really the point. The point is they're flying off the board early. And so for the Patriots to take them, and again, the list of quarterbacks, and they did another documentary about the quarterbacks taking ahead of.
Wasn't it the Tom Brady 6?
Yeah. Chad Pennington, Giovanni Carmazzi, Chris Redman, T. Martin, Mark Bulger, who actually wasn't bad, and Spurgeon Wynn.
They took all of those guys before Brady.
Yep. Incredible. So they talk about all the teams that passed up on quarterbacks. I think it's even, or passed up on Brady, right? Every team passed up on Brady. But specifically, you got to look at the teams that drafted a quarterback. So the Jets, the 49ers, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Saints, and the Browns. Think about that. The Browns and the Jets, who have been pretty much terrible with the exception of a couple of years for the Jets, but in the 20 years that Brady's been in the league, the Browns and the Jets have been atrocious. He could have gone to either one of those. The Steelers, who's been one of their big rivals, he could have gone to. Same with the Ravens. His hometown 49ers, he could have started his career with, or the Saints. And then who knows what the hell would have happened with Drew Brees and everything. And they never would have acquired him. And like just like the butterfly effect from the 2000 draft is, I mean, the last 20 years would have been completely different.
So as our buddy Dice on Twitter points out, the quarterbacks taken after Brady that year.
Yeah, some good ones.
Todd Husak.
Nope.
Juwan Cider.
Nope.
Tim Rattay, at least he played.
So the thing with Tim
and
Rattay,
Joe Hamilton.
So I could be wrong about Tim Rattay, but weren't there stories that there were guys in the room with the Patriots? We should ask Pioli this. I forgot about this.
I'd forgotten about Rattay as well.
But I thought it was like it came down between Brady and Rattay, and there were people in the room that said Rattay, and then Brady obviously won out. But I remember his name somehow being linked to that. Which is also funny because the 49ers drafted Rete and they had already drafted Giovanni Carmazzi earlier. They're like, we're going back. We're going back to the quarterback well here.
But you think about how it's almost a flip of a coin.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. What if the Patriots hadn't taken him in the sixth round? Think about the last 20 years. Think about what you've lived through. Think about the successes, the Super Bowl trips, the Super Bowl victories, all of that stuff. What if none of it happened because they, you know what? They just took Tim Rete instead.
Right. Yes, yeah, it's insane to think about. Now, Bledsoe played until his last year in the league was 06. And obviously his last year with the Patriots was 01. He went to Buffalo for 3 years. Then he went to Dallas for two more years. So if they never drafted Brady, maybe Bledsoe's the quarterback through like 04, 05, somewhere in there. And then it's a matter of, did Belichick find somebody else to replace him with or not? And then who lasts longer, Bledsoe or Belichick would have been sort of the debate at that point. But yeah, they lucked into it. Let's face it. You know, if you hit on a first round pick, there's less luck there. A sixth round pick, it's completely luck.
And speaking of quarterbacks, we mentioned this earlier, not with Scott, but elsewhere with Tommy Curran. Armando Salguero, Miami Herald is reporting that the Dolphins want to get up to the number one overall pick. And apparently their interest is in grabbing Joe Burrow. And the piece that Salguero wrote in the Miami Herald was, don't do it.
Really?
He said, history will tell you, moving up, don't do it. Think about Cam Newton, you know, first overall pick in the 2011 draft.
Yes.
Was it worth it?
Probably, yeah. Got to a Super Bowl. He was an MVP.
Jameis Winston, number one overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft. Was it worth it?
What did they... They didn't have to trade anything, did they?
No, but
the
point is that the number one overall selection
okay,
in the
about,
past 15 years.
How about Peyton Manning? Was that worth it?
Yeah, I know. 2015, Alex Smith.
Okay.
2007, Jamarcus Russell. 2009, Matthew Stafford. 2010, Sam Bradford. 2011, Cam Newton. 2012, I mean, you could say Andrew Luck, okay, but they didn't win anything. But you
that
know,
was worth it.
I understand. 2015, Jameis Winston. 2016, Jared Goff. 2018, Baker Mayfield. 2019, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
These are the most recent examples of first overall picks, quarterbacks at the first overall pick, and did they do anything to turn their franchises around?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I think, and again, if you think Burrow's good, it's absolutely worth trading up for him. Because again, there are certain years. It's just like in the NBA draft. There are certain years where the number one overall pick is going to change your franchise. There's other years where you're like, great, it's the Jamarcus Russell draft, like great. But also, you go back to the Alex Smith draft. That team, if they were picking number one, could have picked Aaron Rodgers. They decided to take Alex Smith. So. You just, if you really like one quarterback, it is worth it. I thought where he was going to go is the trades. And if you look at Robert Griffin III, they traded a ton. The Redskins gave the Rams a ton, but it's not like the Rams really made up for it. Like they had a whole bunch of picks.
The Redskins know what they're doing anyway.
Well, no, but my point is they moved up to number two. They wanted the quarterback after Luck. And they actually, after his rookie year, he was better than Luck. He was the rookie of the year. He looked great. I would argue that, you know, Mike Shanahan kind of ruined him and played him while he was hurt, but that looked like the right pick at the time. And what they gave up, it's not like the Rams capitalized on it. They picked a couple of guys that start and like a bunch of kind of scrubs and busts. So if you really think Joe Burrow is going to be an elite quarterback, you take him. Like, what would teams give up right now to get Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson?
Everything.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, yeah, you're always going
to
find...
But I guess his Salguero's point is you're just as likely to take a guy who's not going to make a difference.
First of all, Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield, it's way too early for those guys.
Although you just won't give up the Baker Mayfield stuff.
Well, it's 2 years.
I understand.
Like, if we're writing off quarterbacks after 2 years...
He was supposed to be an MVP this year, though.
He should have been a lot better, but I think his coach may have been a factor.
I understand.
Just in there a little bit. But, I mean... Cam Newton and Andrew Luck, I mean, I think those guys were definitely the right answer. Alex Smith actually won a bunch of games, but then they were able to then go and take Patrick Mahomes later on and get the better guy. But so he's saying you don't want the first pick? It seems like a hot take.
He's just saying it isn't necessarily, you know, the pathway to success here. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up in just a couple of minutes. We've got Karaoke Tuesday coming up. Just a few minutes as well. We'll get to your calls. 617-779-7937. But first, it's time to trend.
Now back to Dale and Keith.
I'll let this cat out of the bag.
On WEEI. The beginning of madness. Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
This is madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
I love Rich Keefe. He's hilarious.
Keefe's a nice guy.
What now?
I got really into home brewing. I got a home brewing kit. Pretty time consuming.
Who's door, Keith?
Where's Keith?
Where is he?
Where's Keith?
Where is Keith?
Hey, Keith, you're a douche.
This is madness.
I'm going to suggest it might include poop.
Yo, Keith of Madness is so hit or miss.
You're only giving a little spark of madness.
Oh, God.
And if you lose that,
they're still doing the segment?
You're nothing.
Keith of Madness?
Two sacks, no sack. They ain't giving us no up-to-date what's going on. We don't know.
No, I was obviously joking. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean,
can you speak like an adult, please?
I've got a business where I'm shipping crap all over the world.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday at 1:30. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness. And today, we have a bit of a group effort here.
Oh, nice.
As everybody is stuck at home, or everybody for the most part is stuck at home, looking for things to watch. It's been a couple of weeks, so maybe you've kind of already gone through a whole bunch of it. We talked about Tiger King earlier in the program, and there was sort of an update on that.
Which we've all watched.
Yeah, everybody has seen it. So that's why, as a show, we're going to give you 8 things to watch besides Tiger King. So leave Tiger King off to the side. Everybody's watching. You can check out the Dork podcast on Tiger King, available right now. I have a movie and a TV show first, and then we can go around the horn. We'll go to Dale. We'll go to Shyam. We'll go to John. Right. I will start with my movie, and it is one that is available right now on demand. It is a steep price of $19.99. I know that's a lot. But
are you willing to pay for me?
No, I'm not. Dale. Yeah, no, okay. I'm not. But I do highly recommend The Invisible Man.
He was a sociopath. He said that I could never leave him. He controlled how I looked and what I wore. Then it was controlling when I left the house. And eventually, what I thought. What happened to him?
Adrian's dead.
He said that wherever I went, he would find me. Walk right up to me, and I wouldn't be able to see him. Where are you? Show yourself!
Surprise.
If you want something spooky, you should watch The Invisible Man. That's Elizabeth Moss.
I am a huge fan of Elizabeth Moss from Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
She was great in that. I'm a huge fan. I haven't watched it yet.
This is good.
I don't like to be scared. Is it going to scare me?
It's going to scare you a little bit. Oh, it's okay. Not terrifying, though. It's
not
more
like Wiggy's Blood and Guts. And
No. It is definitely more of the thriller than like the out-and-out horror.
Oh, I like that
aspect of it. But it's sort of a good, like a modern tale of the Invisible Man, which was like a book written over 100 years ago. And it's a nice little spin on it. I enjoyed it very much. Okay. And so I would check that one out. The other one, the TV show I have on Netflix right now, they are in season 3. So good news. If you haven't seen any of this, you can go back and binge the whole thing. Or if you have seen the first 2 seasons, it just came out this past Friday. That would be Ozark.
You moved here to start over. And it's been hard.
Wendy?
Sometimes, if you don't move forward, you die.
If we just kept our heads down, Wendy.
There's nothing we can do about that now. We're committed. We have made promises to our shareholders about this casino, and I don't think we want to annoy our shareholders.
So this show is all about Jason Bateman.
So
he is
now
the best character.
All right, now I have not watched any. Do I have to go back to season 1, episode 1 and work my way through?
Yeah, you might as well. You got the time. So, yes.
I know, that's probably fair.
I would. Yeah, it's a Netflix show, so obviously they're all on there and they are 10 episode seasons, all about an hour long. So, yeah, dip in. Now, I think the one problem with this show is it was originally compared to Breaking Bad, and it's not nearly as good as Breaking Bad. But it is good, and right now, it's also very bingeable. I think this show benefits from being able to watch 2-3 episodes at a time, whereas if you were waiting week to week, you'd be like, eh, all right. It's good, but Jason Bateman, he's fantastic in this.
So a lot of people right now, and it's funny you say the Breaking Bad line, because I was going to bring up how a lot of people right now are starting to put it up there with Breaking Bad after this season.
So I haven't finished. Did you finish the season?
I have 2 episodes left.
Okay, I'm halfway through, and I like it, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it's going. I'll watch some more of it tonight, but...
The thing about it, Pete Blackburn described it on Twitter as this. It is Breaking Bad for people who thought Breaking Bad was too slow.
Oh, maybe.
This show is 100 miles per hour the entire time.
Yeah, there's not a lot of build. It's like something that you think they pay off in like 3 episodes, they pay off like 5 minutes later.
Oh, right. I might be in now.
Okay, all right, so give Ozark a go. All right, Dale, what do you got for us?
I have a movie and a show.
Okay.
The movie... And quite honestly, I'm probably recommending this for all the wrong reasons. It's on Amazon Prime right now.
Okay.
It's called Blow the Man Down. It just came out in March of this year. And the reason I like it, the reason I'm recommending it, is because it was filmed start to back in Harpswell, Maine.
How about that? I think we have a clip.
On a New England isle in a good seaport town.
Tell me away.
I know many of the places.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know many of the places in the movie. I even know some of the people in the movie. I was not in the movie, which bums me out.
Oh, come on, that's a shame.
But it is a drama, mystery, even some funny stuff in there. It's on Amazon Prime. It's available. I think out of 10 stars, they give it 6.3 right now on Amazon. I'm not saying it's great.
How many stars would you give it out of 10?
About
6.3.
It's not that great.
We're looking for recommendations of things that you want to watch.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you understand the exercise. All right, what's your TV show?
All right, then I will be absolutely able to recommend this for you. This actually comes from CBC Television, but let's be honest, we all like it. Unfortunately, it is the 6th and final season this year. And let's be honest, I really wanted to be able to say this anyway.
All right.
It's Schitt's Creek.
Yes. So my wife loves this show.
Such a great show.
So Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, and then Eugene
and Dan Levy, his son.
Right, yeah. All right. It's
very funny. Now, the beauty of it is it's kind of short episodes.
Right. Oh, yeah. So you can rip through a bunch.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take a ton of time to watch them.
Yeah. They're like 22 minutes.
Very funny.
Yeah.
And I can highly recommend it if you get the opportunity and you're looking for something to binge. I think they're up to 78 episodes total now.
Wow.
And they all run from 22 to 48 minutes, bomb through the entire series of Schitt's Creek.
All right. Good recommendation. Chris Shine, what do you got?
So, first up, I got a TV show. It's kind of an older TV show, but I figure with the lack of sports, it was the perfect way to go. One of my favorite television programs of all time, it's now available completely on Hulu, Friday Night Lights.
It is game day, people.
Welcome to the most talked about game in the state of Texas.
We're going to play fast, we're going to take what we can get, gentlemen. Do you understand me? Let's show them what we got. Yes,
and here we go, folks. Smash!
Oh, this kid can move.
Come on, baby!
This is not just some game. You realize that. This is about tradition. It's about the spirit and keeping this town alive. That's football. That's all we got.
It's going down tonight!
This is one of my all-time favorite shows.
It's one of the best shows of all time.
It's
I'm with you.
It's tremendous.
I got the chance a number of years ago. I think Jerry and John had as a guest in the studio. Connie Britton was in.
Holy smokes.
And I got to meet her.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Wow.
I got to meet her, and I got to tell you, I kind of developed a bit of a crush on her.
Yeah, no kidding. Holy smokes.
That show might have the best portrayal of a couple
on
any television show in history.
Yeah, the Taylors. Coach Taylor, Tammy Taylor, it's the best on-screen married couple.
And who among us has never had a crush on Tim Riggins? So, I say, gotta go watch it.
Hand in the air. The one thing I love about it is so many football movies, you can tell nobody on set ever played or saw football. And so you have like a quarterback that has like a nose tackle face mask, or like you have like a running back that has the biggest shoulder pads ever. This show, the players actually look like they could play on the field. Like the uniforms fit. Like it just little things like
it
that really helps. Yeah. So I love, that's a good call, Sean.
And so my other pick is actually, I would suggest going over to twitch.tv. You don't have to come to my channel, but go to watch other people.
Okay.
And actually, they're playing a game right now called Animal Crossing, and it's kind of catching the world
like a little
by storm.
Game, right?
I am not
sort
watching
of.
A bunch of people play video games, Sean.
Dale,
I'm
telling you.
You'll be in.
It is. I can sit there and watch these people play this game for hours on end.
It's a very popular game, Animal Crossing.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
What's and the premise? So like, the premise is, it's almost like if you took The Sims and mixed it with Minecraft.
Okay.
And
Sims and Minecraft.
And there were animals involved.
If they had a baby and you threw in some animals.
Basically, there's this emperor named Tom Nook who forces you into debt and you have to fight your way out.
Sorry, I've lost interest.
Animal Crossing was actually a game for GameCube in like 2002, and Tom Nook was but a small shop owner in that. So he has grown to emperor now in this one.
Now he's a financial giant.
All right,
anyway. And I played that in 2002, and that game was phenomenal.
We're not looking for video game updates here or recommendations, Shime, but thank you. You didn't understand the exercise.
Twitch.tv, it's free, it's not hard.
Dale recommended a movie that he doesn't think is that good, and Shime recommended a video game.
So yeah, because they're tremendous. No, I recommend
and
Twitch.
Recommendations on my own and left you guys.
You know what? Fine. Go watch Davey Eyeballs and the Digital Red Sox.
Oh, the Red Sox, they got a game tonight?
I believe they're playing the Orioles tonight.
All right, John, what do you got?
All right, so my two recommendations, both are movies, both are types of movies which I get a lot of criticism, and I have gotten criticism in the past on these airwaves for liking. So the first one is Seth Rogen. Anybody ever heard of Seth Rogen?
I've heard of Seth Rogen.
He was in a rom-com, which might be the best genre of movie, last year with Charlize Theron called Long Shot.
Charlotte, I would like to endorse you to be the next president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
The Secretary of State looking at us?
I kind of know her.
It's like kind of knowing a mermaid.
Do you tell people that?
She probably doesn't remember who I am.
Secretary of Field would like to speak with you. With me?
Flarsky?
Yeah!
What are you doing these days?
I'm a journalist.
You're a great writer. But sometimes you're a little too much.
I don't think I am too much. I actually think I'm the perfect right portion.
What is the relationship exactly?
I used to babysit for him.
You babysat for him? Wow, time has not been kind.
I need some writers to punch up my speeches.
Fred's writing is really good. And he knows me.
Oh, I feel so scared.
So I highly recommend
it. I can't help but notice that the guy who's pushing the buttons had a longer clip to go with his choice than any of the rest of us did.
Well, Shime rolled that in, but that's a separate conversation. And Keith is rolling those, pushing the buttons. So wrong twice, Dale. During that trailer, Keith got in my ear and he said, oh, is that Bob Odenkirk? Odenkirk plays the incumbent president in it. And the bits with him, because he is a president who started on TV and is trying to become a movie actor. But he was president in between. So there's some funny bits there. Mm-hmm. The cold open to the movie will draw you in immediately. And
let's
it's
just
Seth
go back
Rogen.
To the beginning of what you said. It stars who?
Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron.
Okay, we're done. I don't need any more than
Dale's
Charlize
in.
Theron. Or I'm in.
All right.
And that is on Hulu, by the way.
Okay. And then the last one you got?
And now, one of my favorite movies, which Mark James once notoriously, and Fitzy once notoriously tore me apart on the air this past summer for loving children's movies.
But was that before he told you couldn't go to the bathroom during the show or after?
That day he had actually tied me
same
to
rant.
The chair. So.
Oh, all right.
But if you have kids, so far we have not given you any recommendations for kids, sans Animal Crossing.
I don't have any kids anymore, but that's all right.
Well, the
you
best
still do, right?
Well, yeah, but they don't live here.
Okay. But you can recommend this to them.
So the best movie I have seen so far this year, I was able to catch it in theaters beforehand, but now you can get it on demand for $20, is a movie called Onward.
Come, dear brother, our destiny awaits.
Okay, I'm coming.
I see you've brought sustenance for our adventure.
No, it's garbage for the trash can.
We're going on a grand and glorious quest.
It's not a quest. It's just a really fast and strange errand.
It's totally a quest.
Now right, that movie stars.
I got to go back to the most logical question of all. When you saw it in the theater, did you bring like your niece or your nephew, or were you sitting there like a creep all by yourself?
I actually went with my best friend and his girlfriend, so I actually third
all right,
wheeled.
That's oh even my god!
I was about to defend
Yikes.
You,
but we were by far the oldest people. All three of us cried. So this movie is what Coco is for somebody who has experienced a family member with Alzheimer's. This movie is for somebody who has lost a father. And okay. you will cry if you watch this.
Oh, yeah, that's a brightening thought.
Yeah, that's what we want to do, John. Thanks for the recommendation. You guys all failed miserably at this.
I said, what do you mean?
It's already a hard time, and John's like, hey, you want a movie that you'll cry? No, people are crying enough
make
right
you
now.
Miserable.
No, but, you'll, no, but it's a good
sometimes
cry.
Sometimes you just
it's
need a
good
cry.
And by the way, if you wait until April 3rd, you can save your $20. It's going to be on Disney Plus on April 3rd. They're releasing that earlier.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
No, it's not.
It's worth the 20.
But for the crying, no, it's not.
How about this? You give Shyam $5, he turns it into 20 and then gives it back to you.
He bets on Belarus hockey, and we're back in. All right, there you go. That was our best attempt to give you things to watch other than Tiger King, and it went not great.
I will give you one other bit of NFL news as we go to the break.
Okay.
According to Ian Rappaport, the NFL owners have confirmed via vote on today's teleconference there will be expanded playoffs after this season. Expected, as we all thought, but it's now official. One more team per conference in the NFL playoffs.
There you go. All right.
Which means the Patriots have a shot.
They're right back 8-8 gets you in.
There we are right back in it again. 6-1. Now we don't give you the numbers. We've got what else you got coming up next. Dale and Keith, OMF at the top of the hour here on Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, it's time to get to a couple of things that we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Richard?
I got nothing because
we
were going to go to the Peely thing and then we're going to go to karaoke
Tuesday.
No,
that's fine. We'll do that real quickly. My mistake, not yours. Yep. Scott Peely joined us about an hour ago. Thought it was fun to talk to him. And one of the things we talked about was before he left the Patriots after the 2008 season, there had to be that aha moment when he suddenly realized that Tom Brady wasn't just a starting quarterback in the NFL, but maybe the greatest quarterback who ever lived. And I asked Peoli when that moment actually happened for him.
In terms of him being the best, I always thought he was the best when we were with him. The aha moment of when I felt he was the greatest, probably when he punched me between the eyes when I was with the Falcons and we were up 28-3
Yeah, that would do it.
You know, oh my gosh. I was hoping you guys weren't going to bring me there, but I guess I just brought myself there.
Yep, you did.
But, quick story. I'll never forget, and it's still, I'm laughing about it, but it really, I'm laughing over frustration. At halftime of that game when we were up, I was in the booth with a number of people from the Falcons, the high-ranking scouts and some other high-ranking front office people, and we had this little suite. And at halftime, I was a wreck, like I am in every game. And some of the people were celebrating, and someone made the mistake of saying to me, "Scott, lighten up, relax.
Oh boy,
we're up."
Oh no.
And they were kind of, having a lot of fun and enjoying themselves. And something inside me snapped. Again, because I come from the culture. I was raised in the culture with Bill and Coach McPherson where it's never over. And I remember turning around looking at the group of guys that were kind of yucking it up and enjoying it. And, I won't say the word that I said because I'm not a big cursor, but I turned around and looked at them at that moment and said, "You effing people don't get it. That son of a gun on the other sideline wearing number 12 is Freddy Krueger, and he's coming back. It's just a matter of how many of us he's going to kill and if it makes it back all the way."
And sure enough,
I mean, I can't believe, I feel like you guys are this is like therapy for me, but that's when I knew that he was the greatest of all time.
He was fun to talk to, and it's interesting that he was on the other side in that Super Bowl, the 28-3 Super Bowl, and he knew full well where we were going.
Yeah, it was good. He brought that up. He wanted to talk about it in some sick way.
He brought it up, right. Not us. It's right. Not our fault.
Exactly.
All right, I screwed you when I led you there earlier, but now it's time.
Well, it's only because, not only is it Karaoke Tuesday, but we have sort of a dueling banjos. Rather than Chris Shyam partnering up with somebody, we have two different songs, Shyam, and then we have a guest singer. And then at the end, John, you and me will vote on who had the better performance. Does that make sense?
I thought you were going to say I had to sing at the end. I was like, what?
Nope, you don't. Shime, being as though this is your thing, would you like to go first or second?
Since I am the home team, I'm going to kick.
So okay.
We will let our guest, who happens to be
yes.
the manager of your Digital Red Sox.
That's right.
One Davey Eyeballs.
Davey Eyeballs is back, and this time he's singing a song.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife is old Maggie Heath, baby, and he keeps it.
I guess that's it.
What happened?
That was I guess it? That's it.
You pulled the plug on him there?
I didn't pull the plug. I'm not the
get
one
to the chorus?
Buttons.
What happened there?
Shime just told me. He was like, that's horrible.
What happened there?
Wait a minute. Shime got Shime to decide sabotaging that guy this?
I am not sabotaging
we didn't
anything.
To the, we didn't even
I'm getting
figure out what
thrown under
was.
The bus.
What happened there?
I don't know. Something about shark and pearly white teeth?
What's wrong with that?
I've never even heard of it.
This is a little Mac the Knife. We couldn't even get there.
I don't know what you're talking
this
about.
This has been sabotaged already. It's already sabotaged.
You know what? All right. Well, then we need to lighten the mood here because we've been talking about Tiger King so much. So I figure it was
only
appropriate.
So let's talk about more dead animals.
I know.
No.
I feel like you screwed Davey Eyeballs
this
there.
This is the best tiger dedication song on the planet.
Tiger dedication?
Yes. What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson in your cozy tiger bed.
Davey Eyeballs
and
back.
Then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him a best friend hug. Doug, oh Doug, 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 Doug.
You cut off Davey
you
Eyeballs
didn't
for this.
Finish the song. Well, then you're bleep out of luck.
That's exactly why I didn't finish.
I'll tell you what, Shime would have won, but because he sabotaged Davey Eyeballs, you screwed Davey Eyeballs. Somebody screwed Davey Eyeballs.
Bites.
I'm giving Davey Eyeballs the win.
With his teeth, baby.
The audio's right here.
What
I'm
happened?
Not the one pressing.
Scarlet
billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, oh, as old Maggie Heath, baby.
You see why we stopped it?
So people need to smile
never,
a little bit.
Never a trace of red.
If I had to decide between the two,
yeah.
Davey Eyeballs wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You guys are just keeping me from voting by voting on the same side.
2-0. We don't even need your vote, John.
All right.
Take a hike.
Awesome. Thanks,
no, Shime,
guys.
I thought it was good, but I mean, again, there were some foul play there.
This wasn't even me.
All right, get a little worked up if it wasn't.
At some point tomorrow, we'll talk about this because you know how play-by-play announcers don't have much to do right now?
Yes.
And many of them are doing play-by-play of stuff.
Just you know, anything
just
they can. Yeah,
ask them to.
Yeah.
So Joe Buck says, stop sending me your sex tapes. I'm not going to narrate them.
Oh, my God.
I think he should.
I think he should, too. We need that. At this point, we need that.
I mean, I don't know why he would not give us that content.
Get
so.
Joe, get Troy Aikman. Those guys can provide some commentary. I think that'd be great.
We got to get out of here. Tomorrow, Wiggy will join us. Thanks to Scott Pioli, who joined us earlier in the program. OMF is coming up next. They've got the Tom Brady Haters Parade coming up later on in the program. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
So career.
That's all, folks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.